their athleticism and their ability to get out on fast breaks really took it to you early on. Once you got yourselves down double digits, they were able to push out to a big run.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was a tall task. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things in the second half we can build on. We had some really pretty possessions there in the second half, and we did some things defensively that had them a little bit confused and had some success with. But, you know, throughout the course of the game, it's hard to win enough of the battles for them to add up in your favor in the end and early on. And that's, I think, what they do to most teams is just there's a little bit of a shell shock factor of, you know, yeah, you got to be a little bit more physical. Yeah, you got to get off the ground a little bit earlier. Yeah, they're going to be there a little bit sooner when you shoot the ball. And it just takes time for teams to adjust to that. And by the time you have adjusted, you know, they're out to a 20-point lead.
One of the things that stands out, though, about the way that you played through that second half was that you'd gritted it out. There was not a lot of fear at that point for your guys.
Yeah, you know, there was a stretch. We set a goal when we were down 20 to get it to 15. That was our goal. And then we got it to 14, and we had two possessions in a row where we had the ball. And, you know, it's like if you get – and we had been getting good looks. And if you get good looks on those possessions and you cut it to 10 or 9, then, you know, you're kind of right there. And they had kind of tightened up offensively. You know, we were right there knocking on the door. And we turned the ball over those two possessions. And that kind of did, you know, did us in. And then you hit the nail on the head with the runouts. You know, we're trying to get back in the game. And guys are trying to show toughness. And we're running in from the perimeter. And you just cannot run in from the perimeter to offensive rebound, you know, because they're going to get those runouts all night.
You commented that this is a tournament that gives you that state tournament feel. How do you take this ball game and build on that to make a state tournament again?
Yeah, I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of our guys. But, you know, when after the game, and it was not in jest, it was serious. Somebody said, you know, we'll probably see you guys at Coke Arena. You know, there's some seriousness in that. I think people see it in how we play and how, you know, we're better than the sum of our parts. And we got to keep building that trust and that belief. We've got ourselves to a great spot here closing out the first half of our season. And you know, there's games on our schedule that we can go, you know, be successful with. But we got to keep grinding. I mean, the mountain's going to get steeper and the air is going to get thinner and all that good stuff. And we got to be ready for it.
Quick turnaround with Emporia on Tuesday night. How do you get your guys ready now?
Remind them that the Emporia's in the same boat. I mean, they played in a midseason tournament, you know, and they're not going to back down and say, well, they just played Heights, you know. And I mean, it's going to be a Centennial League basketball game on the road, and we're going to have to earn that victory.